before we get into talking about education and online learning, all that type of stuff, how's the conference going for you guys this year?
Conference is going great. We've got over 500 attendees this week. The speakers have been sensational. Things are going really, really well. Yeah. People are happy.
Yeah, I've gotten such great buzz from talking to people about, gosh, all the sessions have been just spot on, super integrated, intimate, and people participating. It's really a positive vibe around here. It's really cool to see.
It's been wonderful. The attendees are engaged and having some great discussions. Mm-hmm. Things are happening not just in the sessions, but in the hall. Mm-hmm. Receptions, everything is going well.
Yep. It's wall-to-wall people here in between sessions, so it's a good thing. Hey, let's talk about something that you guys are doing for 2017, some really cool new education initiatives, and some of it has to do with online stuff. Can you divulge what's going on here?
Absolutely. The online learning space is constantly changing, and CUES has been trying to figure out whether the best path to capture the CUES quality content and delivery that we're known for in the classroom, like here at Directors Conference, but do it in an online forum. Mm-hmm. So we spent the last year in doing online pilots and testing four or five different types of systems for delivering online learning. And we have come up with a program, I think, that is perfect for, again, delivering the content that we're known for in a way that better captures the experience of the classroom, but is convenient and affordable.
Yeah, there's a lot of online learning classes on the internet, obviously, where you can sign up for a class and take it and you watch people and do all stuff. But you guys have a little twist on it where it's very interactive. It's almost live in some cases where we can talk right then and there with the person who's doing the class, right?
Absolutely. So the online learning, what people oftentimes will think about is something that's been recorded or developed in an educational platform, and it's delivered as kind of dry. It might be a virtual PowerPoint where the bullet points show up in the slide as you're watching it on your computer, and the greatest level of interactivity you have, it might be completing a crossword where you're answering questions and filling in the blanks, or dragging and dropping a picture to the right thing, or maybe a virtual simulation at the high end.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do that when we did the new online learning programs. So we're using a program where the sessions are live taught, and people who are participating are able to see the instructor in video on the screen. The instructors are sharing their screens with streaming video. PowerPoint is a tool that they use as well. If they're simulations, they're able to do those live. But then one of the things that's missing so much in most online learning is the opportunity to interact with your peers.
Right.
So if I were in a traditional online learning program, I wouldn't be able to talk with you, Mike.
Right. But
our program allows us to break a large group down into smaller breakout sessions and use those as a way of interacting with one another.
Yeah.
And it's not just typing in answers or questions. We actually use a conference calling system.
Oh, sweet.
So that when you are participating in the class, we break you into a small group, you are talking to one another like you would in a regular business conference call, and still able to share your ideas using a virtual whiteboard and other tools that facilitate the problem-solving process.
It sounds like a really enriching, it's kind of a richer environment. It was, like you said, the traditional online class where it's just a PowerPoint and somebody going through it or whatever. This seems like, wow, it's so... Gosh, it's just so interactive, and everyone learns better that way, I would think.
Absolutely, and when you think about a program like this, Directors Conference, as I said, you have the programs that are happening in the classrooms, but a lot of the discussion, a lot of the most enriching conversations are happening during break time,
right
at the receptions, the lobby bar.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to make sure that we're using a system that captured that. The best problem solving happens when you're bouncing ideas off of one another, not sitting in an office by yourself. And so this program allows us to do that. So it's online learning, but it's live taught and allows us to interact with one another.
And the cool thing about this is that coming to conferences like this and places like this is really, really cool, but it's not everybody can do that. The cool thing is that it cuts out the travel budget and things like that, where you can just kind of sit at your desk and watch it at your almost at your leisure, you know. So that's a really big benefit for it.
It's a very affordable program to get the top top-notch education that CUES provides without the travel expenses.
Exactly.
And because they're live taught, you are getting the benefit of having the instructor able to answer your questions right there and then, just like you would if you were at a regular conference. But no travel. And the programs are recorded, so if you want to go back to it after a live session. Then you're able to go back and watch it again.
Okay, perfect. And so when do these start, and what type of topics will you be offering for folks?
We're offering a full range of topics.
Okay.
First program will be held in early February.
Okay.
And it's actually a program that for an audience that we've never had educational programs for, and that's the board liaison.
Oh.
That all-important person that interacts between the staff and the board.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program that will be designed to help them do their job better, easier, okay. more efficiently. And we've just never had a program for them as important as they are. So we're excited to be able to launch with that important audience in mind. We'll have programs about once or twice a month, all year long. And so there'll be two programs in February and two in March.
Okay.
And going from there.
So there is plenty to choose from for folks out there who want to embark on this.
Yes. So we're trying to capture programs for all different types of audiences. Starting with the board liaison, we'll be doing programs for marketing, programs for finance. We'll have some programs that are focused just on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to be bringing back a very popular program on women in leadership.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be a great opportunity, great program.
Well, that's a really cool message to end on, and I think it's just going to be just another way, another channel where people can learn. I mean, because CUES obviously is all about education, and it's just another channel to offer people, and it's like kind of a no-brainer. It's like, okay, well, I can't make it to that conference, but hey, here's the same topic being held online. I can do that. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's sometimes it's hard.
Yep.
It's hard to get out of the office, hard to leave the office.
Yep.
But these programs are short, so they take place over the course of a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Instead of being a single session, there are multiple sessions
okay.
over a couple of weeks. But it also allows you to apply what you're learning to your job.
Mm-hmm.
So between each of those segments, there will be an assignment. And it's an application assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to session one, you interact with one another, you learn from the instructor,
mm-hmm.
You receive the assignment, and then you apply it to your credit union. So right away, it's applied learning. Come back the next session, and you discuss what you learned as you applied the lessons from the first.
I'm excited for you guys. This sounds really cool. Something that needs to be done and is being done by you guys. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I'm excited about it. It's a great opportunity. My background is actually in online learning.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen so much weak online learning that's out there in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Created some of it in the past.
Oh, Christopher, come on now.
and so it's great to see the next generation of online learning available.
Okay.
So I couldn't be more pleased.
Right on. Well, we look forward to seeing it. Let's check back again maybe mid-year and see how it's going.
I would love that.
Very
Thanks
cool.
so much, Mike.
Christopher, well done.